Okay, so just since it's the first Chabura, so I'll just say two quick things that I saw on the why it's called Maseches Pesachim. So why is it called Pesachim? Lamaisa, you find Megillah. It's not called Megillah. You find Yuma. In general, it's called singular. So why is it called Pesachim? So the Taisiyantiv says in Hakdama that it's called Maseches Pesachim because it talks about Pesach Sheni, Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. So since it talks about both Pesachim, so we call it Pesachim, two of them. But the Miri says something very interesting. The Miri says that originally Rabbeinu HaKadosh made the Masechta the way we have it. It was one whole Masechta, and it was one Masechta. But what happened in the time of the Gaonim, they split it up into two Masechtas. They made one Masechta. Take a look from the beginning until the fourth parak is all halachas that are negeya zman hazeh. By the way, if anyone wants to go to the 9:45 Meyer, don't share the go right there. You can leave in the middle, it's fine.
Until, right, exactly.
So, including the fourth parak, Makom Shenagu, everything is talking in Yom Ha'Neg Bizman Hazeh. The fifth parak, in the beginning, we have, right? Say the old carbon passive pollution, Ktsara, so that's where it starts. But all the way till the tenth parak, and the tenth parak is the Maisa Arvi Psachim, goes back to the Yom of the Seder. So when they split it up in the Gaonim's times, they split up the Masechta, they took the last parak, they put it at the end of the fourth parak, so they made it one Masechta, they put that was called Pesach Rishon. Then they took the rest of it and called it Pesach Sheni and put it on the side. So we put it back together, so it's called Pesachim, two Pesachim, as the Miri says. Interesting thing.
But, nice idea.
Yeah. So, Lamaisa, here we have the Gemara says, that Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rab, Hamoitzah Chametz Bebeisa B'Yom Tov, Koyfa La'as HaKli. So you Koyfa Kli. And then the Rabbi went on to say further things. But Lamaise says Koyfa La'as HaKli, the Gemara did not give very much information as to what exactly the case is talking about. Was he Mevatla? Wasn't he Mevatla? Could he move it? Why can't he move it? Is it Mukta? Why is it Mukta? The Gemara doesn't say anything. Other than that, Pasha Pasha, it seems that you Koyfa La'as HaKli, and it would seem that that's the only thing you could do. So, Maisa Rashi gives us a little thing here. Rashi says Koyfa La'asakli, the holy Chazil Taltuli. It's not Chazil Taltuli La'afuki. You can't move it and take it out. I mean, if you could take it out, L'chayu you should have taken it out. You can't take it out. So therefore, the only thing you're left to do is to be Koyfa La'asakli. So Rashi goes on further and says Bal Yiroa Lo Yavar Dehav Bitli. He was Mevatalit because the Gemara says Avaydik Tzarich Sheyivatal. As we know, the Gemara later on Amid Beis. So. We're talking zikr over here that you're mevatel, Rashi says. And the only, okay, fine, but at least don't keep it in your house, move it out. It's mukta. Rashi says it's mukta. So lamais, the Beis Yosef brings from the Rivash, and Mechaber brings it, why is it mukta? So he says this lashon. The Beis Yosef says the lashon because it's aser b'hachilo u'bano. You can't eat it, and you can't have anah from it. So if you can't eat it, and you can't have anah from it, so things on Shabbos. Something on Shabbos that's a eser machmas malacha, or klishim malach deliser. Because you can't use it. So here too, you can't eat it, you can't even have enough. And for sure it's going to be mukta. So that's why it's mukta. Rashi says it's mukta, doesn't tell you why is it. Very understandable. But Lemaisa, the Shaz HaTshuvas Lahoris Nosan, he says that from Stimas HaPoiskim, it's mashma, like it says in the Gemara, that there's nothing you could do other than be Kaifa La'akli. So the Shaila is good, it's mukta, but why can't I do what I do in Hilchas Shabbos in Hilchas Mukta? Let me do a kalachayad.
If it's mukta machmas gufa, like it's mavon.
Good, but the guf or kalachayad, I could do it. I could kick it with my elbow. I could send it out. Well, why? Whatever eitz I have in hilchos mukta and Shabbos in general, why don't I have that over here?
Knock it out of the house.
Yeah, knock it out. So leave it in the middle of your house and put a kli on top of it. It's a protection, but it's possible a kid or someone might come to pick it up. And I forgot where I saw this, but also since the kli is useful, the other kli is not mukta. Has a bowl, he put a bowl on top of it. He might want to eat with that bowl. It's a Pesach like a bowl in the stomach, he has it around, he's going to want to eat with it. He'll eat with it, then it'll be uncovered. So I'm saying it's not the best date that you could do.
Rashi later on says this. Rashi later on says you make him a good, you make him a chitzah.
This is not going.
Clean out good for Shiba, only for one day.
Right, right.
See if I can take it.
Right. Yeah, so is Rashi, good, yeah, okay. Good, yeah, right.
I think from Rashi's mashma that mitzad hilchos mukta, maybe you could move it, you know, klacha yad, like, but. The shalishkach v'yachlenetzach kviyas kli. The kviyas kli is not necessary because of mukta. Because
but soif kol soif in the Gemara, we're not giving an eitzah to kick it out. And even Rashi's
good,
not,
because
right?
you're koyful of a kli, and that takes off the chash of shem yachlenu. If mitzad hachas mukta, you would be allowed to be metalted placha yad and get it out of the house.
Saying, but I took care of the problem, so it's good enough.
Between the place where it is now, while you're not going to get placha yad out of the house, there's a chash shem yishkach v'yachlan.
Oh, so what? So first put a kli on top, but then knock it out with the kli on top?
No. Mitzad hilchos mukta, yeah. Then I would agree.
I
with
could
you.
Do it.
That yes, yeah. But no worse than etzim avonim. But because l'shelo yishka yichlenu, therefore you need kfiyas kli.
Because we're going to get to Rashi, because there's a shayla in Rashi, how to learn Rashi. So Lamaisa. So he says Bazei, it's going to come out. Harius Nasan. He says that Lamaisa mashma the poiskin. There's nothing you could do, and then nobody gives the etzah to be metal to the gufay. So it's mashma that it's mukta entirely, and it's not going to work with it. The shaila is why. What kind of new level of mukta is this? Every mukta in Menon Helcha Shabbos, a person said, you can move away your kalachayad. So what's the pshat over here? So he says the pshat over here is because the reason why the chacham said not to move it was mukta because shami yavala oichlay. Maybe he's going to come to eat it. So Mela, it's a whole new madrig of mukta. Mukta on Hilcha Shabbos, maybe he's going to come to do Haitzah with it. Maybe he'll come to do Malacha with it. Maybe he'll come to be Oisik all day and things that are not Shabbistic. But over here, it's a whole different thing. The point is he'll come to eat it. So even when he'll do a Kalacha Yad, he'll do it as Guf, still we have the Chash Shem Yavel Oichloi. So Mela, that's why that's not going to be Eitzah over here. And I just wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if the Rivash that the Beis Yosef is bringing doesn't really sound like that. He seems to be saying it's mukta. Why? Because look in Hilcha Shabbos, you'll see. He doesn't say look in Hilcha Shabbos. The way he makes it sound, he's look. It's not. It's, you can't eat it. You can't have enough from it. So it's mukta. All right. So I just said do begufa. So I'm not sure if there's a machlokes. Maybe that Rivosh would tackle a hole that you could move it begufa. But al kapanim the stimas apayskim. Nobody mentioned that eitzah. So it would seem that it's this new idea of shema yevelayichloi. An interesting thing, Taisa says, Kaifa of love kli. So you take a kli that's a malach de laheter, a tolent ball, a soup ball, and you put it on top of this thing. Salad ball, whatever it is. Fek Taisa says, Amad Amr and Shabbos, Afagav de Ikul Amad Amr Perakira, Enkli Nitel Elo Dover Hanito. There's one Amad Amr Bietzlok, it happens to be we don't pass in that way. The Mechaber says, No, Chashabbos, we don't pass in that way, but there is such a Amad Amr, one to Shtim with Rav. So Lachari does his Shtim with Rav. We know that you can't move even a klisha malach de laheter in Hilcha Shabbos, according to one man da Amar, only for the tzairich of something which is mutter. So if you want to take, for example, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, and you want to move a salad bowl to protect something which is mukta, you're not allowed to even pick up the salad bowl. That's what he holds. So fact is, how is it going to shtim over here? Chametz is mukta, and whatever mukta, maybe not a bigger madrig of mukta than regular mukta. So how are you allowed to pick up that bowl to put it on top, according to Rabbi Yitzchak? So Tosfos says two terutzim. He says, first Taras Chayis, a very big Deichik. Tosfos says, we'll be talking about a case over here. What? It means the Tzoruch Gufa Mekoymoy. Maybe an Echanami. Koyfo Leha Kli, if you need the place where the Kli is. You need the place where the Kli is, so then, okay, fine, I'll pick it up. If I don't need it, I'm stuck. I'm just going to have to leave the Chametz here. So, Ukimta. We're talking about a case that, according to that one, I have to make that Ukimta. Tosfos gives another Taras. Very Mistavidika Taras. Inami Hachi Shor Mishum Dilma Osi Lemichle. Yeah. Yitzchak said his chumras in Hilcha Shabbos, but when it comes to Pesach, and a person is going to be over Isser, Karis, Mamish, so over there he would be moided, Taka, you could move this, you could move the Kli, L'Tzarech Dover, She'en Enito. But Rabbachan, L'Kavit Shurim, he's Mar, L'Chari, a very stark aura. He said, understand something. What's Taisis bothered by? Taisis says, you're picking up the Kli, and you're moving L'Tzarech Dover HaMukta. Fakul Rabbachan, 1 second. What am I moving this Kli for? I care about that piece of bread? Nobody cares about chumras on Pesach. I care about myself. I don't want to be over in Issa Deraisa. So l'chayr, in this case, I'm moving the kli l'tzarech the mensh of Davar Anito. Wasn't that mukta? So he leaves off. He didn't have anything. He says tzarechim. It's very interesting to hear. It's not the person is not mukta. So what does Tosfos want? Right, very stakish. I mean, l'chayr, obviously he doesn't say tzarechim. Obviously, what Tosfos is saying, but I mean, it's a good point. It's a great point. But Tosfos l'chayr seems to be saying we don't look at it what the tachlis and what the machshava is. Where are you going to bring this thing? To protect that. What, because you care about that? No, I don't care about that. I don't want to come to eat it. We don't go that deep. What are you doing? You're moving it to cover up the chametz. So that's considered Taisus. Yeah, it's a lechari of a very geshmak shayla. Yeah, so, Maisa. Rabbi Kivega says, Ayin Taisus, or sorry, Sasha says, Ayin Taisus and Ksubis, Dav Zayin. So Taisus and Ksubis, Dav Zayin, Es Sakasha in this Gemara. The Gemara over here says Koyfa La'akli. Taisa says, 1 second, why am I Koyfa La'akli? Why can't I be Sarifit? We know there's a Klal Gadol Nelchus Yantuv called Mitaych. Mitaych Shehutra L'Tzarech, Otanam Shelo L'Tzarech. Where exactly do I say it? Bakapan Ba'evara Ezecha say. Mitaych Shehutra, since the malach of avara of, let's say, for example, burning for cooking, you're allowed to do. So therefore, it's mutter for other things, even if it's not for cooking. But machlekes Rashi and Tosis in Beya, how much of a tzarich do you need? Al kaponim, if it's a little tzarich, you need al kaponim. So here's it's a very big tzarich. It's a tzarich that a person should be having as a daraisa. So chari Tosis. So Tosis says, and ksuba stav zayin. He said, understand what's the pshat in this Gemara? Why can't I burn it out? The halacha be tzarich shehutu avara letzarich hutu namishalei letzarich. That's what Tosis says. The Tosis says, I'm going to tell you a secret. That really, lemaisa atz the halacha of mitoich shehutur al litzarich chotanam shel litzarich, he should have been able to burn it, and he could. The only problem is it's mukta. That's what Tosis says. It's mukta. So Rabbi Chanan points out, it's obvious. What's Tosis saying over here? A pelet gazach. Seemingly. So one second, an iser deraisa potentially that on Shabbos is deraisa, and if not for the klal of mitoich on yontif, you wouldn't be able to do avar anywhere else. But mitoich tells you that you're allowed to make a fire even shel litzarich achol nefesh. So that's okay, we say mitoich. But mitoich would never push away an isser of mukta. Strange, right. And the Maisa and Shulchan Aruch, we see it's kapaskin not like that. We do say mitoich on isser mukta, but Tosis seems to be saying very clearly that, yeah, technically I would have been able to burn it, and I should have burned it, this comment that I found. But I would say mitoich on the Havara aspect of it, but it's mukta, so what am I going to do? My hands are tied up. That's what Tosis seems to say.
Why is it mukta? I'm saying you're not moving it, you're burning it.
No, so in other words, they're understanding that you can't burn it where it is. It's in the middle of your house. So you have to move it somewhere. I can't burn it in the middle of your house. Dangerous. You can burn down your whole house. So Tari says, you have to move it out. The only R add on Tosfos is, it's mashm a little bit from Tosfos. It's mukta. So what? So the Shaila is going to have to know. If Tosfos is holding up this level of mukta, that it's a mukta, that Shem Yavala Eichlai, so Enechanami. Tosfos, that's what it would sound like in the steam of Slashan Tosfos. There's nothing you could do. What sound also from Tosfos, like the Lahiris Nelson, that Lamaisa to Moksum, there's no way out of it, because to let Tosfos say, I should burn it, and I can't move it out to Moksum, so let me move it to Lachayad and Halchashab, and then I'll burn it outside after I did. Tosfos doesn't say, it's a smash also from Tosfos, that it's a mukta gomer, and it's a different level of mukta than Shabbos, and over here would be a mukta of Shemi of Loichlis, so I would not be able to be Mtal to Begufa either. So,
The horror about Mitaych is not the Raisa and Radar Banam, but be here, you're moving it before the Havara. So before the mitoich is actually working, it's like a sayer chavara. You're first moving it to the place where it burns.
Right, you're saying there's no such thing as, there's no concept of mitoich on a chol nefesh. Since something was mukta, I made it not mukta. Okay, I hear. I have to think about it. I hear the point. Okay. So, great. V'lamaisa in Rashi, the Rabbi Chanan says in Rashi, Rashi says that koyfala kli, and Rashi points out, because you're not over bal yiro bal yimatzah. So Rabbi Chanan, it's mashma from Rashi, that had you not been mevatalit, we're talking about a case of mevatalit. Tosis over there, by the way, I forgot to mention, he says, even if you're mevatal, he says, I don't care, even if you're mevatal, al kaponim is a dinder abonim to get rid of it. So he says, even if I'm mevatal, I still want you to burn it. And I should be able to burn it. He says, no, chanami, just suppose it's mukta, I have a problem. But Rabbi Chanan says, in Rashi I see, that Rashi says, I'm not going to be able to buy your body mukta because I was mevatalit. Vice Tosis from Rashi, if I wasn't mevatalit, so then ain't a chanami, taka, I would be able to burn it. Rashi would hold, I should burn it. And I'll say mitoich here. I should burn it. That's what Rashi would hold. So Lemaisa is very interesting because when you see in the Mechaber in Taf Mem Vav, so the Mishnah Berurah brings, so the Mechaber says him like Tosfos. The Mechaber says like Tosfos. He says stam a person on cholamayid, fine, burn it. If you find it on Yontiv, so then kaifal akli. That's it. That's all you can do. Just kaifal akli. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down. I see the Mechaber says him like this, but the truth is there's 12, 13 Rishonim that say Taka, that at least an Isser of Tiltel the Rabbanon Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzer should push off. From the Mechaber, it's Mashma, the Mechaber says in Taf Mem Vav, Mechaber says that Hamoitzer Chametz Bebeisai Imu B'chol HaShemoid Yetziyanu. So if it's Chol HaMoid, take it out, Vivarenu, burn it, get rid of it, Miyad. V'imu Yomtev, Yichvala Kli Adalailo, V'oz Yivarenu, and then you'll get rid of it. But you can't move it, and that's the rivash. The Mechaber brings the rivash because it's mukta. The Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that there's dais in the Rishonim. First of all, Avahaber Paiskim Servim Dafka B'chamin Shebitlay was speaking about that Gemara, our Gemara. The Mechaber's mashma that even if I was mevatalit, even if I wasn't mevatalit, doesn't matter. Like Tosis and Ksubas. Tosis says even if I wasn't mevatalit, it doesn't matter. Either way, the Gemara is talking about, I can't do it. And But the Mishnah brings two sets of days. Some say, look, if you weren't mevatalit, So then definitely al kaponim, the iser of tiltul darabanan, for sure we're gonna bypass. We don't care about it, and we're gonna say pick it up and at least flush it down the toilet, mefarer it in the ruach or throw it liyam. Do one of those things. And some rishonim, eight rishonim he brings over here, go and say, you know what, and we're even gonna do sreif, we're even gonna burn it. So Bachanan suggests that Rashi is one of those rishonim. Because Rashi says the whole reason over here in the Gemara why it's okay, we're kaifala klu, we're not gonna burn it, is because we're talking about nekimta that you were mevatalet. Vice versa, if you weren't mevatalet, so then Taka Rashi is gonna hold you can burn it. But Maisa, when you see in the Sharatzin, when the Mishnah Berurah himself brings down these two lists of those 12 Rishonim and 8, and then he said those 12 Rishonim all say at least you'll push away Isra of Muktzah. And even 8 of those Rishonim say in the Sharatzin, he says that you could even burn it. But he doesn't bring Rashi. In the first list to push away in Isra Tiltul Darabanan, he says Rashi there. But when he says, oh, and there's those Rishonim that say in the case that you weren't mevatalet, you could even burn it on Yom Tov, Rashi is not one of those. And Lamaisa, the truth of the matter is, it's Sikol Shver. I don't know what Bechonin says for a Dabar Pasha, but when you look in Rashi, I don't see where he's getting that mashmois. Rashi definitely seems to say that if you weren't mevatalet, the din would be different. But Rashi never told you
about
Sreifa. Right, he never said anything about Sreifa. And not only that, it's actually, if you read Rashi, Dolo Chazal Tiltul Lafuki, you can't take it out. Mashma, that something would be different, that maybe I would be metalflit and take it out. Burn it? Who said anything about burning? So it's Archein, I don't know, Bechonin understands a Rashi for a Pashtus, that the Rashi would hold that you could attack a burn in the case that you were mevatel.
Does the whole of Ksuba say Muksa override your order by your own?
What do you say?
Does the Ksuba speaking without Bithel?
Taisa says either way.
And he says because of Muksa, you can't do the love as a plea.
So you asked the Gevaldige Shaila, and that was exactly where I was up to. So the Kesem Mishnah asked the Shaila that you mentioned. The Kesem Mishnah asked, I don't understand. According to Taisa, since it's an Issa Tiltul Muksa, and Eina Chanami, we're not going to say Mitoich on the Issa of Muksa. He says, but he's going to be over by your own, by your Muksa. Because we're going in a case even if he wasn't mevatalet. We're going in a case even if he wasn't mevatalet. And when Pesach comes, ain't a birushusoy, as the Gemara says later on, he can't be mevatalet. So because of this, it's the mutzah, the oyvah, you're all by mutzah. He's standing, he doesn't know what to do with himself. He's trying to be, he can't be mevatalet, he can't burn it. So he's oyvah, you're all by mutzah, back to the Kesem Mishnah. So the Kesem Mishnah says no. He says a few terutzim, but for his main teretz, he says no. He says, when is a person over by Yerel Bal Yimotza? If a person has the ability to burn, he does. The kids over here, he says, he's an honest B'divrei Chacham. He's sitting over there with his hands tied up and he wishes he could burn it, but the Chacham don't let him. So the Chacham make him be an over? No. He has to listen to Chachamim. He listens to Chacham. He wants to be over, but he wants to burn it, but he just can't. So Meila, he's not over Bal Yerel Bal Yimotza. So that's the case of Mishnah. And the Sharatim brings from the Ram Chalva, who says the same thing. The same idea, he's honest B'divrei Chachamim, and that would be the Pshat in Tosfos. And that Pashat Pshat Mechaber seems to be saying like that. The Mechaber says you can't do anything with it, you have to leave it there, mashma b'chol life, and bein bittel, bein without bittel.
Putting the kli wouldn't do anything.
What was that?
But putting the kli on it wouldn't do anything.
No, so it protects it, but more than that, not. I own it, even in the case that I own it, it seems that that's all I could do.
I'm just taking care of Shem Yavala Ochle, I'm not taking care of Bayer Obaimotze.
Right. Why? Because we're saying that he's not over Bayer Obaimotze. Why? Because he wishes he could burn it. He's honest with the Chacham. That's
only by from where he wasn't mevatel.
Right. If he wasn't mevatel, so we don't have a kash. It's mashma the chaver. Even wasn't mevatel. So. So the Kesef Mishnah says. Well, he didn't say mamash that lashon, but he says that he wishes he could do. He's not over by your mother. But the Sharatzion brings from Ram Chalva that he says that he's honest with the Chacham.
Sharatzion from
the. Yeah. Right here.
That since it's an honest Dibbe
Chacham, right.
Even though it's already this Manis began.
Right.
But that part is a big
part.
If you'll tell me, like before this Manis starts, the Torah didn't get put in Birushusai. The Hira Torah put it ready for Birushusai.
Right. Yeah, right over here. Okay, so.
I'm with Mom, come on.
So Maisa, the Mekori Kodesh with Pesach Tzvi Frank, so he brings down, he says that the Maisa, really this halacha is not so much Negeir with Dave. Because we're saying, okay, maybe this is Machloikis, if you're going to do Sreifa on Yom Tov itself. That's a Shaila in the Rishonim. I'm sure you're going to burn it. The Chabbis says that, why not? So Zakar Pesach Tzvi Frank, he says, no. He says, because since today we sell our chametz, we sell everything to a goy, so when you find chametz in your house, it belongs to the goy. Who are you to burn it? It belongs to them, it's not yours, you can't burn it. So he says, what we're going to do, if we're going to find chametz today, the only thing we're going to do is we're going to pick it up, and I believe he's talking on Chol HaMoed. We'll pick it up, and we'll put it in the closet where you sold to the guy, and that's gonna be that. But chas v'shalom, no way to burn it, that's a chash of gezel akum. So lemais is an interesting thing. If you look at the mechaber, yeah?
I'm sorry, he found it on Yom Tov on Chol HaMoed.
The Koy Kodesh?
Yeah.
So he, I believe, is going on Chol HaMoed. I didn't have time to check it, I think he's going on Chol
HaMoed.
Yom Tov, don't even move it. But, why? Because that's the mechaber is magic. Yeah,
Kaifal
Akli, yes. Kaifal Akli, right.
Even
right.
There's always a shash in the Allah.
Yeah, you're right. Chit of the Mars, right. So the Shaila just a shtickle aura, because there's a very, very interesting thing that I saw brought down, that this Ketubis brought it down, that from this Lehoris Nasan, that when you look at the mechaber says, the Stima Slashna Mechaber, that when you find it on the Moyed, on Yantav itself, you put it on a Kli. And if when it's Chol HaMoed, or if you found in a Chol HaMoed, you take it out and you're going to burn it. So the Shaila is like this. Why can't it be Metal? That's what we already brought down. You can't be Metal to Chametz. Worse than Hilcha Shabbos. Why? Because a person is going to come passively to eat it. So not even a Gufa. Ma'amish, nothing. Chol HaMoed, the Mechaber says, he picks it up with his hands. There's no Shinut. The Mechaber doesn't say that. Picks it up with his hands, the Mechaber says, and goes and burns it. So the Shaila is, what's going on?
What happened to Shem Yavala Ochle?
Shem Yavala Ochle. What's the Pshat? What was that?
You say it's a new Darga Muksa, but going from Shabbos,
you know? No, but remember, for Karen, the halacha over here is halacha that applies all 8 days of Pesach. But Shem Yavala Ochle. It doesn't matter if it's called a Maidar of Ziyantin.
Not a Shabbos Darga Muksa. Not Yom Tov
Muksa. It's a new Darga Muksa, which is
Chol HaMoed included?
That's Shayach to Shabbos Yantin?
Yeah, because Chol HaMoed is included. The Siba for this Muksa is Shem Yavala Ochle. So how is he able to move it on Chol HaMoed? The Mechaber says he picks it up. So the Pshat is...
So it's a similar thing you have is by Noisuf. Noisuf is also Muksa, the whole
Right. Because it's Machmas Mitzvah. Yeah. Right. Here, the same idea. The point of here is going to come to eat it. So what's the Pshat on the Mechaber?
When he picks up, he knows he's going to do it.
So that's the Teretz that he says. The Teretz is, when he's Oisik B'Serei Fasa, that he's involved, that he's going now to burn it, so Pshat, there's no Pshat. He's picking it up. Why? For the purpose of burning it. So that's the Pshat on the Mechaber. When you find it on Chol HaMoed, or when Chol HaMoed comes, then you don't even need a Shino. You pick it up, Lahedi, you go and you burn it. But on Yom Tov, Baal Tei can't burn it. That's a Mechaber Paschal. Like those we showing him, no way, you can't burn it like Tosfos. So it means not even allowed to touch it, to the point that you can't even touch a Bishino Begufa. You can't even do it. So the Shaila just partial the Zach. I have to be Mayan a little bit more. And the Mikroi Kodesh, he's saying, it seems that he's saying, Chol HaMoed, you pick it up and put it in the closet. So Manav Shach. He's saying, you're not going to burn it. You can't burn it because it doesn't belong to you. So if you never Oisif Bistre Fosa, so what's an Afghan meeting between Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov? There's no difference at any time. I never allowed to burn it. So why could I be metalfalit? I'm not Isaac Bishay Fosoi. The Torah said you found the reason why I'm allowed to be metalfalit. Okay, so then why should we be metalfalit? So it could be maybe Taka is saying I could be metalfalit and do that thing or put it in the closet. Even on Yom.
Isaac and a beer, but you're not doing a destroying, but you're putting you're taking it out of your.
I was thinking of that. It's harder to say. In a Chanam. Yeah, I was thinking of that.
Who exactly says that it's
mukta
because
Hashem Yavalach? So Lahiris Nasan, he says this svar. He says that mashma stimas kol apoiskim, that nobody said that you can move a begufoy, must be to a new level of mukta. That's what he says. So,
he's not a contemporary.
He's antique, yeah. I forgot his name. Yeah, I think some of them say things living out. Yeah, I forgot his name. Yeah.
A tshuva safe?
Yeah. Should we go drop further or should we?
Sounds like a terrible saying.
Okay. But till you. One here, everything you have to say.
I don't want to hold them down.
It says that you don't say it's tight because it's mukso.
Right.
You're saying it's not mukso when you're doing it, when I say this
right.
So it doesn't
stem the. No, it does, because the whole shash, that you whole mukso is, it's a mukso of Shem Yavaloichloi. But when that shash is not there, Shem Yavaloichloi, the Hainu is being Oisik Bissari Fosso, it's not mukso.
Right, so I'm saying, this is saying, you don't see the Taich, you can't be, because it's mukso.
Right.
But you're not.
So why is a mukso according to Taisus? Because Taisus holds, I'm not allowed to burn it. Taisus is talking on Yom Tov. But on Chol HaMoed, I am allowed to burn it.
Why is it mukso?
According to Taisvis?
Yeah.
Hashem Yavaloi. It's a circle. Okay, fine. So, one second. second. Okay, fine. So here the Gemara is, if anyone wants to leave, please feel free to leave. So the Gemara said, a machlok is over between Abaye and Rabbi, because Rav said that a farish vayetz b'shayara, a person is going out. So if he's going koydim lami yoyim, so then it seems it's okay. Koydim lami yoyim, so no, he has to do beer. And Abaye said, but a big cool Abaye said, because even when you're going toich lamid yoim, Abaye said, so still it's not a problem if you're not coming back. But if you are coming back, so then toich lamid yoim is the problem. Rava said, if you're planning on coming back, and the way Rashi learns means planning on coming back on Pesach, that's how Rashi learns, like Rashi in the Rambam, that's how Rashi learns, if you're planning to come back on Pesach, so then Mela, I don't care if you come from Rosh Hashanah 6.5 months before, you have to do beer because you're planning on coming back on Pesach. And Rashi says these words: Rashi says, "Sharei Isra Anahu ve'eno shaloi." And right, what? Right. Shareiu overalah. Rashi says, because if I'm planning on coming back during Pesach, and I'm not mevatel it, I didn't get rid of it, I didn't do a dikas chametz, I didn't do bittel chametz, pashib shat, and I'll come back on Pesach in case there is chametz there, and here my hands are tied up. I can't be mevatel it, and when he sees it at that moment, he's over on it. So the simple reading of Rashi, it's hard to understand what he means, because he says these words, ukishire'eyu, when he sees it, he's over. What does that mean? Bal yiroi, you shouldn't see. My daughter brought home from school, when they were learning the parasha, she brought home their motor showed her this four things. One thing is eyes, it shows a big eye, you can't see chametz. So I said, it doesn't mean you can't see. So they meant to say the positive value of it. I explained, it doesn't mean you can't see. You can see. There's nothing wrong with seeing chametz. Right. You can see chametz. From Rashi, it would seem, Rashi almost sounds like he's saying, when he sees it, it'll be over. So what does it mean? So nobody obviously understands a Rashi like that, but as Machlokes and Marsha and the Marshal, what we're speaking about in our Gemara, we're talking about a case that it's Vaday chametz. This guy's leaving 36 and a half months before. Rava said, I don't care it's 6.5 months before, because you plan on coming back during Pesach, so you have to do beer chametz, you have to do everything kedosu kedin. Yeah.
Can you learn this Rashi like Ran explains Rashi in the Mishnah? Ran says if someone makes a bdika and when he finds chametz, he's over now.
Right.
But if he doesn't find the chametz,
so that would be told.
It's not over. Even if it's there, even if it's been there the whole time, it's not over.
Right, so just in short, Anachanami, very good. So just in short, the Maisne is the Machlek is the Marsha, Marsha, a little
Marsha
bit.
Marsha brings it around, no?
Right, yeah. Right, exactly.
He says the other Shita.
Exactly. So the Marsha learns in Rashi that we're talking about a case, like Yushami says, that's a suffix. We don't know if the Shur, we're not talking about a case if the Shur has chametz. It's a suffix. So since he doesn't know if the Shur, so like that, man. And the Chanami, Ukushiri'eyu, when he sees it, because at that point, Balti wasn't Mivatalit, and now he finds out it's not a suffix, from this point on, if he's not going to take care of it, there could be a moment in between that he's going to say, oh, maybe I'll wait and I'll be Misatzel, as the Marshal says, Mele's going to be Oyvid. The Marshal, just Bekitzer, says, no, really we're talking about a case of Vadei Chametz. So when the guy says, I'm not coming back, so he says, there's no problem, because the Gemara says later on, so now we can say we covered that above the base too, and welcome. Gemara says later on that the reason why you have to be Mivatal at the time that you're doing Bidik, the Gemara is finding all kinds of times. Let me do it early, let me do it later. So the Gemara says, the reason why the Chacham made you be Mevatel Chametz at the time that you do Bidik is Chametz, because it's a Zman Mesuyim. It's a time that you've been Oisik Bidik is Chametz. And you can remember, if I'm going to tell you this halacha, you have to do Bittel. So who's going to remember to open up a Siddur in the middle of the sixth or whatever it is and say Bittel?
Can I throw one thing on the that if you learn Rashi here, like the Ran, then it'll come a Rashi and Shitosa. Because with the way the Ran learns Rashi, the first Rashi in Mishnah, that the whole Tachlis of Dika is Shliat Bal Yerobah Limotzei, Mashma, if he makes Dika, he takes off Bal Yerobah Limotzei.
Right, right.
Even if it is Chametz there.
Right, right, because he did whatever Chacham Tachayim to do. Yeah, right.
And
so you learn from Rashi
and
Chanan.
And only if he finds it, the kind of labo is going to be over. So then Rashi
will be Shitosa. Right, right. As Rashi says, we're talking about a case of Vadei Chametz, even if there's Vadei Chametz over here. But the pshat is, when the guy is not coming back, he says, I don't plan on coming back. So the pshat is the Chacham gave it a din of Apoilos, because we see Daf Ches later on, and really like the Gemara, the next case of the Oitzer. So it's a din that the Chacham, when a wolf fell on top of the Chomet, so they said that's considered Mavurik, considered that it's not here anymore. So when he's not coming back, so there's nothing physical in between him, there's just distance in between him and the Chomet. It's the same thing. That would be the pshat. But when he's going to come back, so the pshat is, there's Vadei Chomet over there. He's going to come back. And for sure, a person, Erlich Chagid, always wants to be Mubatel. The only thing is, when he's out there on the Caribbean islands, wherever he is, so he's not going to remember, like the Gemara says, Vavim Beis necessarily to be Mubatel. So there's Vadei Chametz, calls man that he didn't come back and has a din of Mapoilas that it's being buried not by physical bricks, by distance, him and the Chametz. But when he'll come back, and possibly he wasn't Mubatel it, so that would be the problem. The only problem is, you look at the Marsha, he doesn't seem to address it. What the Marshal wants from Rashi is the words, when he sees it, he'll be over. So how is the Marsha addressing that? When he comes back, so he'll be over. If he wasn't about that, it's nothing to do with seeing. When he comes back, if he has it. And he does have it. The case is that if he has it, okay.
According to Marsha, why is he not over from this man Isser? Why is he your only one he comes back?
The reason is because it's Mapoilos until he comes back. That's why I understood Mashiach. Not very clear, but that's why I understood. It's considered that the time, the distance is between
just
him
like
and
it was
the
when he's not coming back.
Right, exactly. Uh-huh. Right.
Well, when he comes back, so you're saying just look,
I thought that was the whole point of the Mashiach. I thought that was the whole beauty. He was coming to say, what do you mean? When you see it, come into that totally unseen. So he explains it. The Chassam Sofer has a very pashut pshat. He says, really, we're talking about, we're not choshi, he's not going to mevatel. He was mevatel, and the whole Gemara is saying, you have to get rid of it. You have to get rid of it. The Tarach Levara, why do you have to get rid of it? Because a person didn't get rid of it, so we know, pointed at the beginning of the first Mishnah, it's not enough for a person to be mevatel. He also has to get rid of chametz. Why is that? So the Rav says in the Mishnah, because a person might see his chametz, it's a nice piece of cake, he's like, thinking in mind, I was mevatel, but now I could be zeichin it again, it's worth it. You know, he knows paper, whatever he's thinking, machshava. So he says, Chacham Sofer says, that's the pshat of Rashi over here. Push it. He was mevatel. That's the case. But what? He comes back and he sees it. He wants to be zeichin. And again, it'll be over. So merely you have to get rid of it. That's what Chacham Sofer learns.
This was better in Rashi?
What do you say? This fits. Good. Because when he sees it, ooh, look how geshmak.
And then he's chazal.
He wants it right. 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 Chazal bitul and it's bottle. And, yeah. So he's going that it was chametz, even if it was chametz yidur. But and he's going, you're mevatel, and that's the case. But the problem is, if he's going to see it when he comes back, he might want to be zeichin in it again. Should we go drop further?
I'm fine, yeah. The Marshal brings at the end, that the other sheet is that he says that
other cases where it's vaday.
Oh, well, he says it's vaday chametz. He says this, any nochin that chametz should be in your house.
Right.
It sounds like it's a chametz sefer.
Any
nochin,
okay.
I think he says.
Okay, look at it again.
Oh, no? Like the Ran, right? He wants to try and answer for the Ran. So he says, just stop and say it's Eino Nochin that he should have chametz in his house. Maybe it's for that reason.
Right.
So
you're
allowed
to
be
mevatel something that shouldn't be mevatel.
What was that? No, because he did it before Pesach. In other words, the Chassam Sofer is saying, there's no chash that he's out on the crimson, he won't be mevatel. He'll be mevatel. He's not telling you what he said in the Gemara later on. He'll be mevatel. So let's say he was mevatel. But he can't have chametz lying in your house. Why? Because when he comes and he sees it, he'll say, ooh.
So you're going to buy your well mevatel for that.
Yeah,
even though he's mevatel.
Be zeichin it again. They want to be zeichin it again. That's how he learns. And just a little milah d'agadata shtickle. But over here, the Gemara says shalom v'darchin darshim pelchas pesach kedem pesach shloshim yoyim 30 days. That's what the Gemara learns. That's what we know 30 days. This din of 30 days because we learn it from that halacha. So Lemaisa is a very interesting. Told us Yaakov. He says in Parshas Kedoshim. So he says, why are we saying the lashon shalom v'darshim? We ask. And we give drushes about Hilchos Pesach 30 days before. He says, really, first of all, Stambazoi, what do you have to give drushes about? Because the Iker is you have to ask. You don't know any halacha, so you go ask the Rav. The Rav doesn't have to, say it so he should remember it? You have to ask because you don't know. So he says, I know what you're going to answer. You're going to tell me that the reason why he has to tell you is to inform you about things that you don't even know about so you know what to ask. So he says, okay, very nice. If that's the case, it's a J, Darshan Shailen. There's the Mishael. So he says, oh, so that's it. Oh. So therefore he goes and he says the whole drush pshat. Okay, fine. Told this Yaakov Yosef. I'm not even sure who it is.
Told this Yaakov Yosef.
Is he square? Square?
I don't know. If I'm scientist.
Okay. So. That's good. Nice if you take a look at the Mechaber over here says, Shoyalim. Mechaber doesn't say Shoyalim Medarshim. You ask. Which is, well, it sounds like that That told us Yaakov is. He said the only thing you should be doing is asking. Teretz is the other side. You should say it the other way. It's Mechabes says Shoylem. You ask and it's not just a small diyuk because you have a pir halacha about this side. He's trying to figure out why the Mechabes said Shoylem. And Mechabes didn't say Shoylem B'Dorshin because the steer is all over. There's so many Gemaras that talk about it. Some Gemaras say both. Some Gemaras say only one.
What some say what? Only Shoylem?
Yes, many say only Shoylem. So the Maya said there's a problem in all of this because really the Gemara Megillah Daf Dalet says that Moshe Tikkun Lam LeYisrael that Darshim Hilchas Pesach the Pesach Hilchas Sukkah Kesukah is Chag V'Chag everything on the Chag. So there's a steer in the two Gemara.
It's two separate takonis. One takon. Oh,
we'll
get. No, I mean that's yeah. It's not a kasha. I don't mean to. One takon.
Maybe
is,
ten tursim. Yeah.
Why should you? What is the difference between the takonis? That's the problem.
Yeah, in other words, there's a takana 30 days before. But if there is that such a takana in place, Moshe Tikkun Lam LeYisrael on Pesach, you don't have to do before. So what before is it? Well, what's the, obviously the difference? What is the difference? So, Lemaisa, the whole Be'er Halacha in the beginning there, so he brings down Lemaisa, there's the Ran and the Rashba say a very, Chiddush, that it says Shoylem, and then the Chabataka says Shoylem, they learn Shoylem, not Shoylem Medarshim, Shoylem Hilchas Pesach, Ma Pesach, means to say Bedafka asking. What does it mean asking? It means to say like this. Really, the Gemara Megillah Abdalit says that there's Takanochi even until Pesach. That's what it sounds like. So, what's this Shoylem? What's this new thing? This means, it happens to be it's the same Lashon. Over there in Megillah and here, it's a Shoylem Medarshim, but here we're going, make believe it only says Shoylem. What's an Afkamina? Someone comes to the Rav 29 days before Pesach, and he has a Shiloh in Hilchas Treifus, and Ruvain, and Shimon has a Shiloh in Hilchas Pesach. So we give him a din of that he's asking his man, and maybe he comes first. That's what it means to say. But really, there's no halacha that you have to start learning and talking about it 30 days before. That's what around the Rashba, the Be'er Halacha goes on, a whole long thing. He says it's not true. I'll prove it from many places. That's not what it means. And even here from the Gemara, it's muchach that doesn't mean that. I didn't get a chance to see how it's muchach that doesn't mean that. And he says, therefore, Rav Rishonim, everybody, the Rashba, the Ran who's going like the Rashba, is the Mamash Das Yachid. And for sure, it means Shoylem Midarshim, and there's a Chiv to do so 30 days before. He brings another test in the Chak Yaakov, wants to face it on Tesefta and Yerushalmi, that really, it says over there, there's taka difference. Yerushalmi basically openly speaks about the Shiloh. And he says, in a base that, where you have Talmid Chacham learning together, that's 30 days before. But Mestam, each Yachid the base, so he doesn't have to do 30 days before, which seems fakir a little bit. But no, he just has to do on Pesach. He learns how to Pesach. But the Maral says, Maral and Josh is in the in Shabbos HaGadol, the Maral says that what's the reason of Shoylem V'Darshim Hilchas Pesach Kedem Pesach Shloshim Yom? So he says the reason is because the Maisa, in order for us to have a strong protection against the Yetzer Hara, we have to, before Pesach, we have to be involved with the Seichel has to be Meshuvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Seichel, and on Pesach, it's the Guf and the Nefesh, because on Pesach, we're going to be eating the Matzah. So the Guf eats the Matzah, the Nefesh has Hashpah from that, but doesn't do anything to the Seichel unless the person is learning the Halachos. But that takes 30 days before he has to learn, and then the Seichel, the Guf and the Nefesh, all the Meshuvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I was thinking maybe not the possibility, I don't know if I really hold the Tzemistik, but maybe according to this Maral, you can answer up the two Gemaras another way. That Gemara says practically, a person has to learn the halachas, halacha lemaisa, so he has to learn on Pesach. Over here, it's only a din. He's going to be learning the halachas 30 days, but he's going to know it. But ain't it done when a person learns with a mindset of halacha lemaisa, or he learns Shalaya leave the hilchas. So he has a different mindset. So on Pesach, he has to learn to leave the hilchas. So quite in 30 days, only to be Mishabed Seichel, so that he doesn't have to learn to leave the hilchas. And Lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, just one second, Shulchan Aruch Harav says, Zanenu, we have everything written in Svarim, so we don't have the Rabban getting up and telling us everything about the hilchas, all the halachas. So Chiv is Taka, the Shloshim Yom before. Chiv is to sit down with the Sefer and learn it till he knows it, Mamish, everything until the end. Inshallah, they bring down the Shalah that says, also there's another Indian, as we know, that each Yontif, a person should learn the Mesechta of that Yontif.
I only understand the sugya that the Shleishim Yom Maisa over here is causing us to that he has to do the Bir Chametz. It's Zoyer, Rashi says, Zoyer in Hilchos Pesach.
Oh, what? Right, so the Gemara makes that clear. Gemara says, where'd you get this number 30 days from?
Right. So Rashi says, Zoyer, they should be Zoyer.
Yeah, I remember seeing that Rashi.
Right before that. Chalalov Lizoyer B'Tzorcha HaPesach.
Right.
And that's the reason why there would be a Chiyuv to do beer.
Right, but Rashi's going before this Gemara. Where do we know when the Chiyuv starts? Rashi's going before that.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah, the Chiyuv, the Chacham Tom starts from there. Why? Where uh-huh. That's this Gemara that says...
So the Chiyuv that's on him to do a beer comes from this Zaytig Adin... That's
which is a shittle what exactly? Right. What exactly is the
tliya? It's ton beer. Right. It's ton beer.
Right. It's not so clear exactly what the Gemara. Right. Right. Because there's a halacha. The shalom v'darshim. The place is shalom yom. 30 days before. So therefore, come side to be kaveh at that point. That's when you start learning about it. So then. I'm sure there's what they're saying, but I didn't get a chance to.
Okay. Very nice.
Yeah.